good Friday morning on this elite weekend in the Little Apple. Brady Bowman with you on In Focus here with RCPD Director Brad Schoen. Covered a lot of ground already this morning on this Friday edition. Got about 6 minutes left, and RCPD's Facebook account yesterday posted a long list of scams that people need to be aware at in the community, and I shared it on our Facebook page, and sure enough, we got a lot of comments from people saying, like, yep, that happened to me, that one happened to me,
I had a friend
tell me that happened to me.
You know, you got to wonder why they keep making these calls, because frankly, I get these same calls at home. My wife gets these calls. We just hang up on them, but they just keep calling, and eventually they're going to run into somebody that buys what they're selling, and that's how it works. So anyway, yeah, there's been a bunch of them. I just wanted to mention a few. Here's the deal. If somebody calls you and you happen to be a grandparent and they tell you that your grandchild is in jail, don't believe them. I mean, just don't believe them off the cuff. Now, maybe it's true, maybe it's not.
Depends on your granddaughter or son.
Yeah. My first question would be, ask yourself, is my grandson or granddaughter the sort of the kid that I would expect to end up in jail? The second question to ask yourself is, what is their parents' phone number? And then call it. The third question to ask yourself might be, what's their cell phone number to call it? But in any case, when you get that call, generally, if they're in jail here at Riley County, when you get that call, you will get it from them. We have a phone downstairs that they use to call. And by the way, just so you know, most of them don't call grandparents. They end up calling bondsmen because they're just really not wanting to take an out with grandpa and grandma.
Right.
It's just, I can't, this is not going to happen. So if you get a call like that, even if you're inclined to believe it, and even if your grandson or granddaughter is the type who might be the one that you say, yeah, you know, I can kind of see that happening, call us first. Call their parents. Call them. Try to figure it out, because we get these calls fairly regularly. The most recent one was someone called a lady and told her that her grandson was in jail in the Dominican Republic.
Well, and they're asking for bond money, too, when
they make these calls. You got to get them bond money. And she sent some money. Then they called her back needing some more. And when she went to get it, fortunately, the financial institution she went to for the second bit of money realized what was going on and alerted her to it. So it minimized her losses. But still, you know, $700 is a lot of money to some people. So just take some time to calm down and think about it first. Because, in fact, with that particular one of the questions that might occur to you is, is my grandson in the DR? Is he a world traveler? You know, I don't know. But take time to think about it. Don't just be sending money off because somebody called and said they're the cops. Mm-hmm. Kind of like sending money off because somebody called and said they're the IRS. If the IRS wants their money, they're going to get a hold of you. And God knows, the IRS loves sending letters. So don't respond to those calls like that. We had a loan scam, and this occurs in various ways. You'll see it in email. You see it in phone calls. And generally, these people are targeting older people, you know, but they come up with some sort of story that involves them sending you money, you want a lottery, you know, something like that, and they send you a check that you deposit in your bank. But, of course, the bank's not going to give you credit for that money until it clears, and in the meantime, then they say, hey, now you got our money, we need you to send us a part of that back somehow. Yeah, there are various ways to make that happen. But your alarm bell should immediately be going off when somebody you don't know is calling you up to give you money to put in your bank and sending you a check, especially if they're asking for part of it back. Because invariably what happens is after you've sent some of it back, the check doesn't clear. So then you're out whatever amount of money you've sent out, despite the fact that you think you had several thousand dollars sitting in there that previously wasn't yours. We have gotten one lately that people are calling up saying, kind of like a variation of the grandson in jail in the DR. A sheriff, we're with the sheriff's department here locally. We've got a warrant for your arrest, and you need to send us cash, or we're going to come out and pick you up. You know, you can pay off this warrant this way. Your first clue that something should be wrong there is there's no sheriff in Riley County.
Right. So, clue one.
Yeah, he's called a director, and he's sitting right here. There's no sheriff in Riley County. So there's your first clue. If you get one of those calls, it's the same sort of thing. We're not going to call people up and say, send us money. We may stop by somebody's house and say, hey, we're leaving this card for you on your door if you're not there, or we're talking to you saying, you need to get out and turn yourself in, or if we show up at your door and run into you, we may just arrest you. But we don't call people up and say, you need to deposit some money or you need to send us some money. And even if we were going to do that, we wouldn't have you send it to someplace outside Riley County. I mean, everything we do, all the banking we do as a department is right here in Manhattan. So there are just a lot of, I think, alarm bells that should go off when people start getting these phone calls or emails or, you know, however it is, solicitations. Some of them still arrive in the snail mail. Listen to those. If something in you says, I wonder, then get the answer to that question before you act.
Very good tips. Very good tips.
All right.
Riley County Police Department Director Brad Schoen, thanks so much, Brad, for
you're welcome.
Coming in. We'll talk to you next month. If you missed any of this in focus, newsradiokman.com. Click on demand. Listen back to this whole episode. Have a good weekend, everybody. Go Cats. Let's go for that Final Four.
I was about to say that myself. Good job today, gentlemen. Thank you much. Great show. It's 10 a.m. K-State baseball tonight. K-State basketball tomorrow. K-State women on Sunny 102.5 tonight.